trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Here. Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Like winning free stuff? Then you'll love Pingo. Pingo is a photo sharing app from CBS Local that lets you win prizes just by taking pictures. Download the app now in the iTunes Store and start playing today.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
A few easy clicks. If I can't go online, I can always call on my play by dialing 1-866-88-EXPRESS. That's 1-866-88-XPRESS. Best of all, ExpressBet rewards me every wager I make, no matter how big or small it is. The XB Rewards customer loyalty program is one of the best in the nation. Fast, easy, secure, legal, and 100% rewarding. When you can't get to the track, go to expressbet.com. Your way to play.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSER and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are tied up 1-1 in the first round of the playoffs. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. White Sox and Orioles game scheduled for today has been canceled. It will be made up as part of a doubleheader on May 28th. Tomorrow's game will have a first pitch of 1:05 with the Score's pregame show starting at 12:30. That game will be closed to the public. The Cubs have won 3 in a row after yesterday's 4-0 victory over Pittsburgh. Same two teams tonight at Wrigley. Travis Wood opposing Jeff Locke with a 7:05 first pitch. The Bulls couldn't close out the Bucks last night at the UC. Milwaukee walked away with a 94-88 victory.
We know they have confidence now coming in here and beating us tonight. We know that. It's just that we got to come out and be ready to ball next time we come out and play. I think if we play from a lead, things will change.
That's Game 6 is Thursday at the Bradley Center. No practice today for the Blackhawks. Their series with Minnesota begins Friday night at the UC. 8:30 start. Game 2 is Sunday at 7:30. Corey Crawford starts in net. Other NFL notes here. The Jets have been fined $100,000 for tampering for comments made last season by owner Woody Johnson regarding cornerback Darrelle Revis. Dolphins defensive end Deion Jordan has been suspended for the entire season for violating the league's substance abuse policy. And back to the NBA, Cavs GM David Griffin said today Kevin Love may not return at any point in the playoffs. Probably won't return to Cleveland. Are you ready for an unforgettable night? Visit 670thescore.com/roast right now to purchase your tickets for the 2015 Celebrity Roast and Toast of Patrick Manley. It's brought to you by Arango Cigar Company and Ashland Addison Florist. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on the score is tomorrow at 12:30 when the Sox take on the Orioles. And 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Newmail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com.
Boers and Bernstein.
Burns and Bornstein.
Who the hell are they?
15 years on the score.
And this is going to be it. And this ball game is over.
What?
Is he doing a Jerry Colonna? And this is going to be it.
And this is going to be it.
This is going to be it for you.
The same thing.
I go, no, he didn't just do that.
This is going to be it.
You know, that's hey.
This is going to be it.
That's not funny.
It is funny.
It's not funny.
It is funny.
Terribly offensive.
Offensive too.
This is ridiculous.
This is going to be it.
Wow, you think you'd learn, wouldn't you, Bernstein? Huh?
This is going to be it.
Can't understand a word.
That's great, though.
Breaking into an Olive Garden commercial.
A big bowl of never-ending pasta to his right, a meatball sandwich to his left.
And this is going to be it.
This breadstick is going to be great.
And this is going to be it.
This is a spicy meatball.
Oh, man.
Come on. That's great.
Hawkalini. Hey.
Who cares?
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Hawk is a never-ending fount of entertainment.
Isn't he?
305 Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score, Boris and Bernstein. We are talking to you at 312-644-6767.
And we are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today. A lot of people want to weigh in on the Matt Forte stuff.
Yeah.
He says, screw it. He's not showing up for the Piccolo Awards. Doesn't need to. Backdeck Jeff says, I'm tired of Forte's act. So we get another Pay the Man campaign. The last one was led by everybody's favorite clubhouse lawyer and capologist, Lance Briggs. Who's his spokesman this time? Said nothing would make me happier than he takes his fumbling and his 1.9 yards per carry average against Detroit elsewhere.
Yeah, look, I don't think you say in a sense, I don't say this in a sense that I know I'm right. I just, given the camp thing, I know you didn't have to attend, but this is a big deal.
And Max says the Bears need cap space. I'm a fan, but see you, Matt. Pace can find someone in the draft or through free agency that won't cost $9.2 million. And a lot are bringing up the Cowboys as a potential suitor because DeMarco Murray is gone, and they were in the market for Adrian Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
But because this might be a value, you get a 29-year-old guy here who's pretty good. He's not Adrian Peterson, but maybe that's worth picking up the phone, right?
Or you go Adrian Peterson to the Cowboys and then Matt Forte to the Vikings.
Fine.
Yeah, I just think there's some fights you fight and some fights you lose. And this one, that's just not the way I started. Look, they know you want to renegotiate. This is not some secret. This is not, what do you think he wants? Well, I mean, but that to me, it means nothing in the end, by the way, that he decided to do this. And this is really important. Let me, again... Make this clear. This is really important to the McCaskies. This is a big award. This is a big deal to them. This is not some whatever. This is not that. This is important to them. So when a guy doesn't show up, that is a huge statement. That is not, I missed a plane. No, it's not, I missed a plane. That's, I want more money.
And using this as is a contractual leverage.
That's exactly right.
It could be seen as an insult.
Well, I think it is.
Marquette Park, Oliver, you're on WSCR.
Hey, how you doing? I have a question and a comment with the Bulls. Now, let me ask you, McDermott being drafted 10, and he was hurt this year, so he didn't get court time. My personal opinion, the Bulls in the offseason, they have a chance to upgrade at 3. Dunleavy's a nice bench player, but I wouldn't have him starting again. Are the Bulls pegging McDermott as their starter? Are they going to bring somebody in to compete with him, or are they going to hand it to him? Second thing is, if Noah grabs a rebound, wave off the guard, and bring the ball up the court to the three-point line just to pass it to him again, I'm going to scream.
He does like dribbling. I understand that. But regarding, I think all bets are off with McDermott.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to hand him anything. Maybe the keys to his car.
Right, and he wasn't kept off the court because of injury.
No. He was hurt lately, of late. That the latest thing was that he was hurt a little bit and his back was still bothering him. But, you know, he spent far more time healthy this year, Oliver, than he has hurt, and he's not been able to get to the floor. I mean, Tom just doesn't like him. But remember, Tom once hated Tony Snell, and then you watched Tony Snell last night, you go, now I know why Tom hated him.
But it's usually out of necessity. It's usually you finally, you get these little moments in March, you get these opportunities to say, hey, maybe this guy can play. Maybe this. Yeah. But when you ride a guy, when you've got your pet guy, who you're going to feed minutes until the guy is in the top two in minutes per game, and he always has a guy, whether it's Luol Deng or Jimmy Butler or Joakim Noah, he's always got a guy who's going to be atop the league leaders in minutes, mm-hmm. that you are, it becomes self-fulfilling that the depth behind him is not going to be there.
No.
Because when you're not using minutes, not trying to find minutes for guys behind him throughout the year, all you're doing is you're making up your mind that by the time the playoffs roll around, it's him or bust. And it's been bust.
It's been bust. Yeah. I don't think that there's really much going on there, nor do I think the Bulls are going to hand him whatever, who's ever going to coach next year. I think he'll get a fair shake at it, but I don't think anything's going to be handed to Doug McDermott.
Ryan in Mount Prospect is on the score.
I just wanted to point out that I think both your analysis has been, while it's been spot on throughout the year and over the last couple of years about the way Thibs uses guys and breaks them down, whether it's Jimmy Butler, Noah, whoever. Therefore, I don't understand why. And you see with every passing playoff game, they continue to break down even further, and that's going to make it even harder for them to get through Cleveland. With that being said, you have all the right, your premises are all correct, I think, but how do you come to the conclusion that there's any chance in hell the Bulls could do better than winning a game or two against Cleveland, even without Kevin Love? Because they criticized him all year for being the piece of crap that he is.
No, a lot of it is off the court and just behavior, but if you look at when they've been playing really well,
some really important
He makes it difficult for opposing bigs to cover all the ground. He doesn't even really have to make a bunch of shots. Just the threat of him. When they started to put it together, he was a big part of it.
I understand that point, but even beyond that, I mean, I know the East is terrible. I know Milwaukee's terrible, but maybe the Bulls are old and terrible. I mean, Milwaukee's athletic. It certainly isn't going to be easy for them to finish off this series, although I'm sure 90% chance they will, based on history. I just don't see any case for optimism, even with Love gone, for more than a couple games. Maybe I'm just too jaded, but I don't see it.
No, I can't argue with you because LeBron James is there.
I think, you know what, it's been he is there. And they've just been playing at a very high level the last couple weeks, if you've noticed. And even though you looked at Boston scores, you go, not really. And they didn't struggle. I mean, the Bulls are struggling with Milwaukee, and the Cavs did not. I mean, they lost Love early in the game the other night, first quarter, I want to say. And they played effectively, but they're not as good when he's not spacing the floor. When you look at how they play offense and what they want to do,
and what,
spacing is really important
to
them.
And what works against the Bulls because of what you can do. Can you imagine Joakim Noah having to try to run Love off the three-point line?
Good luck.
And trying to, with those knees and stopping and gathering and recovering and all that, he's on one leg.
Yeah, he is. So, thanks for the call. And maybe you're right. I mean, maybe the Bulls are just a piece of crap. I don't know. And maybe the Cavs will just blow the crap, just blow them away. Just go away. Leave me alone. I don't think so, though, because I think it's going to take them some time. And they see, there's no player they have that duplicates him. You can say that guy's here. I got a guy. And even though his numbers, I think, were 16-9 this year, and it's the first time he's been on a winning team. And I don't think he likes it there. I think, and Matt has talked about maybe off the court and out the door. But it's very, very possible out the door that this is it as a Cav. But he had learned, in my opinion, this is just my basketball opinion, he had learned how to play with LeBron. And that takes some time. Kyrie Irving's different. He's such a terrific scorer and all the other. It wasn't as much for him because LeBron will give him the ball. But Love and him clashed for a while. There was a little friction between the two, and they both denied it. But I don't. If you watch them play, I don't think you really can say, oh yeah, he thinks the world of him. No, he didn't. But if you watch these playoff games, oh, yeah.
Dave is in Milwaukee. He's on the score.
Hi, guys. How are you doing? I think there is something to what you were saying, that maybe the players just aren't really given all they got for Thibodeau. Now, I wonder maybe if, you know, when they do eventually get out of the first round against Milwaukee, you know, do maybe Garpax get rid of him and maybe let one of the assistant coaches take over for Cleveland?
In the middle of the playoffs, no, you're going to fire a coach?
No, that's ridiculous.
It is. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, think about it. I mean, you're
I did, and it's ridiculous.
No, they're not going to fire him in the middle of the playoffs. And the one thing that that has happened historically, that even though they haven't had much success with LeBron, I think their LeBron is 8-2 in the playoffs against the Bulls. I want to say 8-2 as a member of the Heat. He does bring the best out of them. Whatever they have left, he does. He gets their juices flowing, it seems to me, when they play. They can't beat him, and that's certainly not that, but